We're learning more about the investigation into Sunday's shooting spree in Las Vegas that killed two police officers and a civilian. Police say the husband and wife behind the attack, who also died, had anti-government and anti-law enforcement views. Investigators are still focused on those views, as well as the couple's time on the encampment on Cliven Bundy's ranch. He's the cattle rancher that's been fighting the federal government over grazing fees. And he's trying to distance himself from the shooting, as NPR's Kirk Siegler found out.
Prior to the shooting, Nevada law enforcement came into contact with Jared and Amanda Miller three times. The one that stands out in hindsight was in February, shortly after the couple moved to Las Vegas from Indiana. Police were investigating a tip from the Indiana DMV that Jared Miller had threatened to shoot anyone who showed up to arrest him for a suspended license. But Clark County Assistant Sheriff Kevin McMahill says when officers here showed up to interview him, Miller denied saying that.
The interaction with our detectives at that point was described as normal. There was no anti-government or anti-police descriptions described to those officers at that point, and they did not feel through their interview that the suspects were an ongoing or a potential threat.
Part of the investigation continues to focus on the time the Millers spent at the recent armed standoff between militia and federal officials at Cliven Bundy's ranch.
There were a lot of people with that were self-described militia, white supremacist, and sovereign citizen. But as you well know, in the hundreds of people that were at the Bundy Ranch, these are the only two that went from ideology to action.
About 80 miles east of Las Vegas, just off Interstate 15, on a harsh and hot patch of Nevada desert, there are still a handful of militia and Minutemen protesters camped outside the Bundy Ranch. A couple miles past them on a dusty dirt road, you'll find Cliven Bundy's house in a thick grove of trees.
Yeah, it is. It's along the Spurgeon River. It's a green area, and of course...
After showing me inside, Bundy takes a seat on a wooden rocking chair and swats some flies from his face. He's quick to distance his supporters and himself from Jared and Amanda Miller's shooting spree.
We don't take any responsibility, and we didn't have anything to... There's no way we could correct anything or make anything different. This was just a man and a woman that showed up. And they showed up to support us, and we did reject them.
Bundy says his militia supporters even offered the Millers cash to leave the April protest.
When he left, I know that he left in a sorrowful way, thinking that he had been rejected. And of course, this was something I was concerned about when I hear this action. I thought, well, okay, now, was our rejection of this man have anything to do with his actions?
Police say they're not sure a link like that could ever be found, but plenty of people think Cliven Bundy and his protesters are at least indirectly responsible for inciting anti-government violence, including the Miller shooting spree.
To see some of the absolute criminals and thugs that I saw walking with Cliven Bundy that he had beside him made me sick to my stomach.
Former Clark County Sheriff Bill Young told member station KNPR that Bundy and the armed standoff is without question a magnet for people like the Millers.
He created a monster out there that's drawn attention to our state that as a fourth-generation native Nevadan, I'm embarrassed about.
Current law enforcement officials here haven't been as harsh publicly, saying only that the Millers' connection to the Bundy Ranch is just part of their investigation. Meanwhile, the FBI is reportedly looking into other anti-government activists who took part in that April standoff. Kirk Siegler, NPR News, Las Vegas.